Fire. Brown. Brown, Burdick. Burdick, Carter. Carter, Castillo. Clarno. Corcoran. Corcoran, Courtney. Courtney, Deckert. Dukes. Dukes, Duncan. Duncan, Ferrioli. Fisher. George. Gordley. Gordley, Hannon. Harper. Harper. Hartung. Meserly. Metzger. Miller. Miller, Minnis. Minnis, Morissette. Morissette, Nelson. Nelson, Shields. Star. Tro. Tro, Yee. Yee. President Erfler.
Here.
No matter what you hear, why, it carries kind of a sour note. And shoot.
The problem is that the conservatives are in a block. That's their choice.
Yep.
Good.
You're sure looking good. You must be feeling good.
I feel like I'm good waitress. To be honest with you.
Oh, man.
It's been a tough session, a tough ending.
Well, when people ask me, I said, well, you know, I've been at the legislature for 5 consecutive decades, but I must say that the last year has been the most difficult, the most frustrating, and I fault a lot of that members of our caucus. We could have done things much differently and better. I'm sure us Republicans sure got beat up in the suburbia. Bill Witt lost by 2,500 votes.
I'll tell you, Yes.
Oh, I know.
You know, look what we did in Madison, exactly.
Oh,
they should have won. Neither one of us should have won.
Yeah,
that's and they
right.
Went by 10 points.
Yeah. No.
You know, the people are done.
Well, I sure don't.
I don't either.
They're great.
I got really a lot of criticism in my community.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you know, I'm sold on AP because she came to me with Gordon in 1994 and whatever measure of success I had, I attribute it to her. Without her and Gordon, I wouldn't even be back here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I understand. I've been around long enough. What makes you great is an industry.
It is.
And we have fantastic staff.
Yeah, no,
all the time.
It's built around character and integrity and.
A quorum being present, we'll post the colors. The invocation today is by our own senator. Excuse me, Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, why don't we have Judy lead the pledge today? Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, now the invocation will be done by our own Senator Tom Hartung.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon. Again, I want to use the prayer book given by Peter Marshall before the U.S. Senate. Well, let's see, this was April 30th, 1948. And, O God of grace and God of glory, when we resent having so many choices to make, may we remember that good character is the habit of choosing right from wrong. Help us as a nation to see that our strongest defense lies back in home and school and church, where is built the character that gives free people the power to win their freedom and to hold it. May we never forget that it is only under God that this nation or any nation can be free. And when we have learned this lesson, then shall we have for export more than money, even the faith and idealism for which all who love liberty will be willing to live. Amen.
Thank you, Senator. Courtesies of the Senate, recognize Senator Castillo.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a very special guest today. I'd like to ask that courtesies of the Senate be extended to Miranda Kroll. She's 7 years old in the first grade at Morningside Elementary School here in Salem. Her teacher is Mrs. Scarborough, and Miranda says she likes to play with Legos, and when she thinks about what she wants to be when she grows up, she says she's thinking about being an artist, a veterinarian, a quiltist, or a doctor. And this is her first time on the Senate floor. She does have three pets. Her dog is Spiro, her cat is Chloe, and her fish is named Minnow. And it's wonderful to have her here. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator Miranda. We're really pleased to have you here. And you really have an opportunity to educate the lady next to you who's going to be Superintendent of Public Instructions. Remonstrances. Messages. The Senate is in receipt of messages from the governor announcing appointments subject to confirmation by the Senate. If there are no objections, the Senate will dispense with the reading of the messages, as all pertinent information is included in the status report, which has been placed on your desk. The messages in their entirety shall be recorded in the journal. So ordered. I understand that, Senator Nelson, you want to have a 5-minute caucus before we proceed. Okay, well, let's stand at ease for 5 minutes. Caucus on the floor, if you will.